This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. This is Riyad Razazi welcoming you to the stories of the prophets. And today, inshallah ta'ala, we'll be talking about the... We'll finish with the Dawood alayhi salam, and then we move to Sulaiman alayhi salam, his son. You know, Dawood is the father of Sulaiman. So just want to give a moment for people to join, inshallah, and then we can start our weekend program, inshallah ta'ala, with the stories of the prophets. Alrighty. So I already got a few people in. I got Facebook here, Instagram. And just allow me just a few moments to give a chance for more people to join, inshallah. It's Friday and people are kind of slow logging in for some reason. Right? People are a little bit slow, but we'll give them time, inshallah, so that we can resume our series. This is episode 55. This is episode 55 from the stories of the prophets. 55 lessons so far, subhanAllah. And we still have a lot, you know, a few more prophets to cover. You know, we're not done. We still have some more prophets to cover. So, alhamdulillah, it's been a very amazing journey with all of you. Marhaban bikum. Welcome all of you. Sister Yashmin and Nawal and Fatima and Thabit, and those of you on Facebook as well. Assalamu alaikum as well. So anyways, last week we spoke about Dawood alayhi salam. You know, Dawood alayhi salam, and how devout he was in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We spoke about the fact that Allah azza wa jalla has blessed him with that strength to mold steel as he wishes. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jalla also blessed him with beautiful voices, not one, not two, but 70, as the Prophet Muhammad said, 70 different, you know, voices when he used to, you know, recite from the Zabur, or when he used to praise Allah Azza wa Jalla. Even the birds would sway, and even the mountains would reply with him whenever he used to praise Allah Azza wa Jalla. Okay, so today, inshallah, we want to finish with Dawood alayhi salam, and we want to move with Sulaiman. Amazing. Such, when they say such a father, such a son, such a mother, such a son, you know, such a mother, such a daughter, this is such a father, such a son. You know, Dawood and Sulaiman alayhim as-salam. Alayhim as-salam. So when Dawood alayhi salam, you know, we mentioned his story when he fought with Talut against Jalut, and he was just in the army. He was just a regular, nobody knew him, but then he was able to kill Jalut with that slingshot, and then he became the very first prophet, king prophet. You know, this is what they called him, King Dawood, the very first king prophet. You know, so he was he used to rule with the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not only he was devout in his worship, but also he used to work and eat from his own making, yani whatever he used to make with his own hands making, you know. So and he was the first one to invent that which is called the armors, or that which is called the shields, you know. And with that shields, you know, with that invention, he saved many lives with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these prophets, as you know, in my series, the nation builders, they were nation builders, they were inventors. They were not just prophets who came na'am with a mission, they came with a message, they came with a mission, with a vision, but at the same time they were inventors, like Nawuh, when he invented that, you know, that boat, that ship, and Idris, the very first one who invented the writing, alayhi salam, you know. And then we're talking about Dawood alayhi salam. So, brothers and sisters, Dawood also had something really interesting in him. He had this trait, he had this character. He was very, I wouldn't say jealous, but he had this protective jealousy. Sisters and brothers, Listen to this interesting bit about Dawood alayhi salam. He had this, you know, this protective jealousy. You may say he was jealous, but not in our terms today. Yani jealous with, you know, like a sickness in the heart. It sounds like somebody who's jealousy is not a sickness, but it may be when it goes beyond its limits, right? Anything that goes beyond its limits, you know, it or transcends its limits, then, you know, it becomes not good. So Dawood alayhi salam, he was, you know, he had that protective jealousy. There's a difference between just jealousy, but protective jealousy, you know. And the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam, when he says, ثَلَاثَ لَا يَنْظُرُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْهِمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, three types of people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not look at them in the Day of Judgment. Among them is those who dishonor their parents, those who dishonor their parents, and also the Prophet Muhammad, he mentioned about this person who have no protective jealousy. Yani, maybe he sees his daughter or wife going out half naked, shaking hands with whomever. He doesn't have that protective jealousy, right? So that person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will not look at him in the Day of Judgment. وَالْعِيَدُ بِاللَّهِ. So here, Sulaiman alayhi salam, one day, you know, as he was coming home, his wife was home. And then his wife, she opened her door, like to her bedroom. And then she found a man in there. And then she was very, very, not only scared, but astonished and also angry, because what are you men doing here? Who are you? If my husband was to see you, he will kill you. And he was that jealous. If he sees you here, you know, he will kill you. What are you doing here? And then Dawood came in. When Dawood came in, he saw that man. And Dawood got angry. Who are you? Who are you, man? Brothers and sisters, do you want to know what happened? Those of you on Facebook, those of you on Instagram, would you like to know what happened with that man and Dawood alayhi salam? Yes or yes? Shida Ahmed and Noor Hantali, Nasima, Amina, Yashmin, Sheikh Samiha, all right, Ili 44, I don't know, Ili 44, S.88, wow. All right, Nawal, okay, so what happened was, Dawood alayhi salam, he heard that there was a man in his home. So he came in and he got angry. And then he said, who are you? Man ant, who are you, man? Then the man says, man ant, who are you? The man said, أَنَا الَّذِي لَا يَهَابُ الْمُلُوكُ وَلَا أُمْنَعُ مِنَ الْحُجَّابِ أَنَا الَّذِي لَا أَهَابُ الْمُلُوكُ وَلَا أُمْنَعُ مِنَ الْحُجَّابِ. I'm the one who does not fear kings. I'm the one who does not fear kings, leaders. I'm the one who does not fear kings and no one can escape from. I'm the one who does not fear kings and no one can escape from. Brothers and sisters, who is this person? Ilyas? Brothers and sisters, who is this person who told Dawood alayhi salam, I'm the one who fear no kings. I don't fear no kings and no one can escape from. Who is this man? Who is this person? Yes, Sister Yashmin, indeed, he was the angel of death. He was Malak al-Mawt. Right away, Dawood alayhi salam, he knew who he was. So he said, Marhaban bi amri Allah. Marhaban bi amri Allah. Welcome to the command of Allah. Welcome to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he sat down on his throne. And then Malak al-Mawt took his soul alayhi salam. And that's how Dawood alayhi salam passed away. Brothers and sisters, it's been said in the funeral of Dawood, there were a lot of people who came in. We said in the hadith, 40,000 people. 40,000 people came min al-ruhban, from the worshippers. They came, you know, to the funeral of Dawood alayhi salam. They were outside and 40,000 people, and they're the heat of the sun. So they were really, you know, it was hot, and they were sweating. They were barely able to breathe. 40,000 people under the heat of the sun, you know. So it got so hot. Sulaiman alayhi salam, the son of Dawood alayhi salam, he ordered the birds. He ordered the birds to fly on top of that, you know, that gathering. 40,000 people. It's a huge gathering. So he ordered the birds just to go on top of that gathering and to open their wings. Just like this. So imagine, this is like, you know, it's an amazing gathering. People on top of them are birds, and the birds open their wings, you know, their wings open, right? Just to, so they can give them a shade, you know, a shade against the sun. So here are these birds opening their wings, shading those 40,000 people. So now there's no more sun, it's shady, but people are not able to breathe no more. They can barely breathe, you know, because of the, you know, they stopped the air, they stopped the sun, you know, they shading those mourners who came to mourn, you know, Dawood alayhi salam. So what happened was, Sulaiman alayhi salam, he ordered them to slightly start moving their wings, slightly. So they started moving their wings to cause that beautiful breeze, and that people, alhamdulillah, started breathing. Look at, this is ajib, ajib. You know, like, you know, when the leader or king, you know, at the time was to sit, there's always somebody next to that king, you know, with that feather thingy, doing this with his hand, you know, causing that, you know, subhanAllah, you know, give him like a fan. So these birds on top of the mourners, they were, you know, up there, and they started moving their wings to cause that little breeze, so that people are able to breathe. And that was the end of our Prophet Dawood alayhi salam. Came right after him, of course, such a father, such a son, his son Sulaiman alayhi salam. What was so special about Sulaiman? Another one of the most amazing prophets, Sulaiman. He had something that roughly no prophet. In fact, he made this dua to Allah Azza wa Jal, and indeed, he had something that no other prophet was able to have, because he made this dua to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala to grant him a dominion. To grant him a dominion. There's this hadith in Sahih Muslim about the very last man who will enter Jannah. The very last man who will enter Jannah, it's a long hadith, long story, but at the end, just, you know, give you the end of it, you know. So when Allah Azza wa Jal, you know, brought him, you know, he came out from hellfire, going towards heaven, going towards Jannah, and then Jannah is packed. He thinks that Jannah is overcrowded. I have no more space for me, you know, to live in, you know. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, would you like your place in Jannah to be as great as the greatest kingdom on earth? This is the very last man, the lowest man in Jannah. Allah is telling him, would you like your accommodation in Jannah to be as big, as great as the greatest kingdom on earth? And the greatest kingdom on earth was nothing but the kingdom of Sulaiman alayhi salam, because Sulaiman, he ruled the entire world. That's how powerful he was. Habli mulkan. Oh Allah, bestow upon me a king, a dominion which you have not given to anyone before me. So this was the dua, one of the dua of Sulaiman alayhi salam. Before I talk about Sulaiman and the traits of leadership, Sulaiman was a leader. We're going to learn, those of you who are managers, those of you who are directors, those of you who are leaders, right? Even at home, you're the leader. So you will learn some of the traits and skills of great leaders from the leadership of Sulaiman alayhi salam, right? So I want to talk a little bit about that before we talk about his story as a person, right? As an individual. Sulaiman alayhi salam, brothers and sisters, was mentioned 17 times in the Quran by name. 17 times in the Quran. But before I talk about Sulaiman, I want to say, Salaamu Alaikum. Those of you on Facebook, those of you on Instagram, Salaamu Alaikum. Kayfa halukum? How are you? How's everyone doing? Are you guys keeping safe, keeping healthy, staying fit, eating healthy as well? How's everyone doing? I hope you guys are enjoying, you know, the your Friday or whatever you are. Is it Friday night or maybe Saturday morning if you're in Australia? You know, I hope you guys are doing, alhamdulillah, okay? And you have enjoyed your Friday or are enjoying your Friday. Again, whatever you are. Hope you and your families are doing great, inshallah ta'ala. It's always exciting to wait for the weekend and to see you. Well, to see you. I don't see you. To talk to you. Yeah, maybe to talk to you because I can even hear you. I can read you. At least, yes, I can read you, but I cannot see you. So it's always, this excitement for, you know, on the weekend just to come and spend some time with you. So brothers and sisters, you know, now let's talk about Sulaiman alayhi salam as a person. Sulaiman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed him with something amazing. A prophet who could understand the language of animals. Allahu Akbar. Really? Yes. A prophet who could understand the language of animals. Could speak, you know, understand birds. He would understand ants. He would understand whatever, all the animals, right? Yeah, you may say that movie, Doctor Doolittle or something, you know, Doctor whatever. That doctor, you know, that's just that's Hollywood, that's not true, that's not real. But this is real. This is a real thing, you know. He can understand the language of animals, you know. So much so, it's been narrated in this hadith. It's been narrated that one day, you know, there was this camel who was not moving, you know. And the owner, he kept on hitting her, right? He kept on beating her, but she was not moving. And then he was just like, you know, the owner, or she was looking back and then trying to say something. She's like screaming, trying to say something, you know. But the guy keeps on beating that camel, that she camel, to move, right? But she wasn't moving. She wasn't moving and she kept on looking back and making that sound. I don't know what is it called, the sound of a camel. I don't know what is it called, right? But she's making a sound. Sulaiman alayhi salam was there. So he came, he approached the camel. The camel said, in the saddle, you know, the saddle that the owner was using to sit on, under that saddle was a piece of metal that's very sharp, that's causing, you know, a deep wound into the skin of that camel, right? She's telling this to Sulaiman alayhi salam. Nobody could understand anything other than Sulaiman alayhi salam. She's just, you know, in her language. Under the saddle, there is a piece of metal that was actually, you know, wounding her, wounding the she camel, right? And causing her pain, and she couldn't move. So then he told the man, come down, get down. He came down, he raised that saddle, and indeed, lo and behold, was that piece of metal that was sharp, that was actually causing, you know, pain to that camel. You know, one of the stories that was mentioned about Sulaiman alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah An-Naml, verse number 16, وَوَرِثَ سُلَيْمَانَ دَاوُودَ وَقَالَ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ عُلِّمْنَا مَنْطِقَ الطَّيْرِ وَأُوْتِيْنَا مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ إِنَّ هَذَا لَهُوَ الْفَضْلُ الْمُبِينَ إِنْ هَذَا لَهُوَ الْفَضْلُ الْمُبِينَ Sulaiman said, verily, Sulaiman inherited the knowledge of Dawood alayhi salam. وَوَرِثَ سُلَيْمَانُ دَاوُودُ Sulaiman inherited from Dawood. What did he inherit from him? He inherited from him his hikmah, his knowledge, his wisdom. And he says, we've been taught the language of birds. Mantiqa at-tayr, the language of birds. And we have been bestowed on us all things. Things that Allah Azza wa Jal has bestowed on Sulaiman alayhi salam. He could understand the language of birds. He could understand the language of insects. And there's that story, Surah An-Naml, you know, the chapter An-Naml, you know, very well known, so we're going to talk about. Also, another power that he used to have, Sulaiman alayhi salam, jinn and shayateen, they used to serve him. They used to work for him, but in a good way, not in a bad way. Because they are those charlatans, you know, those sorcerers, you know, those magicians that practice black magic, that build, you know, contracts with jinn to serve them, but those, they serve them in a bad way. But for Sulaiman, he had the jinn and the shayateen, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالشَّيَاطِينَ كُلَّ بَنَّاءٍ وَغَوَّاصٍ وَآخَرِينَ مُقَرَّنِينَ فِي الْأَصْفَادِ. And also the devils from the jinn, including every kind of builder and diver. He was using them to build stuff, to build palaces, to build, because his kingdom was massive. His kingdom, his dominion was massive. You know, he ruled the whole world, Sulaiman alayhi salam. So the, you know, he used to have, you know, the jinn and the shayateen working for him, alayhi salam. Another thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed Sulaiman with, something again that only Allah has blessed on this man, on Sulaiman alayhi salam, because he made this dua, amazing dua, asking Allah Azza wa Jalla to bestow on him a dominion which he has not bestowed on anyone before him. So, taskhir al-rih, what does that mean? Allah Azza wa Jalla subjected to him the wind. The wind for what? You know, people today, they use planes, they use cars, planes and cars and whatnot to travel. Sulaiman alayhi salam, he used to use wind, the wind. You know, a journey that would take a month would only take him from morning until afternoon. Imagine, because he's using the wind. And this is, فَسَخَّرْنَا لَهُ الْرِيحَ, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Sabah, I'm sorry. فَسَخَّرْنَا لَهُ الْرِيحَ تَجْرِي بِأَمْرِهِ And we subjected the wind to serve him. To serve him in what way? To him, the wind, it blew gently in order to take him whatever he wills, whatever he wishes. To blow gently. Yeah, and if he wants to go from one place to another, a journey that normally takes a month, for Sulaiman, it only takes from morning until afternoon. That's another power, another blessing that Allah Azza wa Jalla has blessed him with, alayhi salam. Another thing that Allah Azza wa Jalla has blessed him with so far. How many things did I say so far, sisters and brothers? Things that Allah has blessed Dawood with. Sulaiman with. How many things did I mention so far? I just want to see if you guys are paying attention or not. How many? Is anybody taking notes? I know Sister Yashmin must be taking notes. I know she must be taking notes, but is there anybody else taking notes? Three. All right, good. No, we only mentioned three so far. I mentioned that he was able to understand the language of the birds. Also to understand the jinn, they used to serve him, they used to work for him. And I mentioned rih, the wind. The wind, he used to use the wind to travel. Right, that's three. Number four. Oh, by the way, something interesting. It's a story about. It's been mentioned in one of the ahadiths that Sulaiman, and I'm going to talk more in detail about his gatherings. And as I mentioned, he used to have jinn and shayateen serving him, working for him. So what happened was, brothers and sisters, one day he was standing with his gathering, and then a man came to him. He says, Ya Nabi Allah, who is that man looking at me from far? Somebody was staring at him. Who is that man looking at me from far? He says, that's the angel of death. That's the angel of death. He says, Ya Nabi Allah, Sulaiman, Ya Nabi Allah, take me far away from here. Take me far away from here. So Sulaiman, he ordered one of his servants, one of his jinn, child, whatever, to take him into a very far land. And then when he took him to that very far land, there, lo and behold, he found that same Malak al-Mawt waiting for him there. He told him, you were in that other land with Sulaiman, and Sulaiman was in Palestine. Sulaiman, he used to reside in Palestine. Right? So he said, you were there, and Sulaiman alayhi salam sent me to a very far land, and he sent me here. Why are you staring at me there? Well, why were you staring at me back there? He says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told me to take your soul right here. But you were there. Allah told me to take your soul right now, right? Allah has instructed me to take your soul in this land. But you were in the land of Sulaiman alayhi salam. I was just staring and wondering. You were supposed to die here, not there. So you came to your destiny. You came to your destiny and he took his soul. Subhanallah. Sometimes people do that. Sometimes, you know, you cannot run away from death, can't you? You can't run away. Nobody can escape death and nobody can run away from death. When your time is up, your time is up. Subhanallah, the irony is when he told Sulaiman, take me far away from here. I know many people, subhanallah, maybe even people that you may know of, people who used to live in Palestine, you know, the land of bloodshed. They moved to, you know, America, or they moved to whatever, Europe, and they moved, you know, and subhanallah, they went, you know, to look for a better life, a better, you know, job, better, you know, house and everything. Subhanallah, they found their destiny there. They died, you know, they escaped death from the land of bloodshed to find death in the land of whatever, the dreamland, right? So, the angel of death, khalas, came and he took his soul. So another thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed Sulaiman with is he had also the metals and minerals, you know, subjected for him, alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَسَنَّا لَهُ عَيْنَ الْقِطْرِ وَمِنَ الْجِنِّ مَنْ يَعْمَلُ بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِ وَأَسَلْنَا لَهُ عَيْنَ الْقِطْرِ. And we, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we caused a fount of molten, yani copper, to flow for him. Just like Dawood alayhi salam, that he used to mold, you know, steel with his hand, also his son, Sulaiman, had that power. وَأَسَلْنَا لَهُ عَيْنَ الْقِطْرِ. You know, copper, he would just, you know, with the touch of his hand, it will melt. It will melt in the hand of Sulaiman alayhi salam. So these are some of the power, some of the miracles that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed Sulaiman with. Brothers and sisters, I have $1 million question that sounds like, it really sounds like a cliffhanger. But I'm not going to make it a cliffhanger, but it does sound like a cliffhanger. This prophet, Dawood, had many miracles. Sulaiman had many miracles. Many miracles. You know, jinn working for him, shayateen working for him, the wind serving him, understanding the language of the birds, having, you know, steel melt in his hands. You know, all these miracles. All these miracles. How about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam? He came with no miracle other than the Quran. Musa had a miracle, the miracle of the staff, right? That stick. He did so many things with that stick. You know, remember? You know, the story of Musa took us more than 20 sessions talking about Musa alayhi salam. So all these prophets, they came with a lot of, lot of miracles. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had no such a miracle other than the Quran, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he was sent to people who used to worship idols. He was sent to people who used to worship idols from, you know, Jahiliyyah. People in Jahiliyyah that used to, you know, this was what was called the people of, you know, in the days of ignorance. Very well-known story. Just because of a camel that just, you know, crossed the borders or the boundaries between the its owner's farm and the neighbor's farm, erupted a war or the battle that lasted for 40 years. 40 years because a camel crossed its borders. Look how, you know, stupid those people were. That's why Jahiliyyah, it was called Jahiliyyah, the day of ignorance. That's how ignorant they were. So Prophet Muhammad was sent to this type of people, the Qamul Jahiliyyah, you know, with no miracle other than the Quran, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you know. And after tens of years, after several years, because of that book, the Quran, you know, because of that book, yes, other prophets, they had many other miracles, more powerful. But Prophet Muhammad, just because of that book, he turned those people who were considered as ignorance, living in the days of ignorance, he turned them into the greatest ummah, the greatest nation, you know, that came to mankind, the greatest people. Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas. You were the greatest kingdom or the greatest people, that nation that came out to mankind because of, you know, the help of Allah, of course, because of Prophet Muhammad, because of that book, because of the miracle of that book, the Quran. So they, if other prophets had these amazing miracles, you know, like the wind and the jinn and this and that and whatnot, what did Prophet Muhammad have? He had the Quran, and with the Quran, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he did miracles that no other prophet could do, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. After, you know, 1400 years, what Prophet Muhammad did, the jinn could not do for Sulaiman, the shayateen could not do for Sulaiman, the rih, the wind, could not do for Sulaiman what Prophet Muhammad did in this matter of time, you know, with the miracle of the Quran. Say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. What Prophet Muhammad did, you know, he changed the world, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yes, he changed the earth. He cleansed it with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just with the Quran, with the miracle of the Quran. He didn't have a staff. He didn't have a stick, Musa's stick, to change things. No, he didn't have that. He didn't have the jinn working for him, and the tayr, and the birds, and the mountains, and the rih, and the wind. He didn't have that, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But just with the Quran, he changed the world, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also blessed Sulaiman with another beautiful thing. He blessed him with the hikmah. Allah. He blessed him with wisdom. وَمَنْ أُوْتِيَ الْحِكْمَةَ فَقَدْ أُوْتِيَ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whosoever is blessed with hikmah, with wisdom, he has been blessed with khayr kathir, with great good. Sulaiman, Allah Azza wa Jal gave him the hikmah, blessed him with hikmah. This story is in Bukhari. When two women, they came at the time of Dawood alayhi salam, right? At the time of Dawood alayhi salam, and Dawood in his council, came two ladies, right? An older lady and a younger one, fighting for a baby. The older lady said, that was mine. And the younger lady kept, you know, saying that, no, he is mine, he's my baby. So when Sulaiman heard from them, he heard from that, you know, the older, you know, woman. And the older woman, she started crying, saying, he's my baby. And then she took it, you know, she snatched it from the younger lady. And then, And then Sulaiman, and then Dawood alayhi salam, he ruled for the older lady because the younger lady had no evidence. The younger lady had no evidence. So Dawood alayhi salam, he ruled for the older lady. She says, that's your baby. Take it. That's your baby. Sulaiman was there. The son was there. Sulaiman was there. You know, he was young at the time. So he disagreed with his father. He disagreed with his father. He said, wait, hold on. You both are, you know, arguing about whose baby it is, right? So he called someone, bring me a knife. Bring me a knife. Why? Bring me a knife. Brought him a knife. He says, we're going to kill this baby. And then, khalas, that's it. And we're going to kill him so that none of you start arguing. You stop arguing. You know, don't fight. We're going to kill the baby. To give him a knife. As soon as he took the knife, he wanted to kill the baby. The younger lady screamed. The younger lady started screaming, no, 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 no. Give it, give. Let her take him. Let her take him. Let her take the baby. Yeah, and he let the older woman take it. Let her take the baby. Don't kill him. Don't kill him. Just let her take the baby. Because of that, they have realized that in fact, it was indeed the younger lady's baby, right? The older lady was lying. The younger lady, when she saw that her baby was going to get killed, she says, no, don't kill him. Let her have him, but don't kill the baby. That was from the hikmah of Sulaiman alayhi salam. Naam, Dawood was hakim as well, but his son, mashallah, Allah has blessed him with something that even his father did not have. Sulaiman alayhi salam and Dawood alayhi salam. Brothers and sisters, Dawood alayhi salam, he was a great leader. We're going to talk about Dawood alayhi salam in his council when he used to gather with, you know, with all his people, his followers, and then how he noticed that that bird was not present in that meeting. You know, what would we call, what type of leadership is this? When how did he talk to that bird? You know, how did he talk to the queen of Saba? What did he do, alayhi salam? How do we say that he was just? In what way he was just, alayhi salam? We were talking about the story of Sulaiman, alayhi salam, and again the jinn and the sihr, the black magic, because in Surah Al-Baqarah it talk about Sulaiman, you know, and these angels. Harut and Marut. Who are Harut and Marut? Who are they? These two, you know, are the shayateen or are they a jinn? Who are they? That Allah mentions in the Quran. How many wives did Sulaiman have? We know that Dawood alayhi salam, he had over 300 and over 500 to 700, you know, concubines. How many wives did Sulaiman have? How about that story that says that, you know, he wanted to have a baby and then he said, because according to the Old Testaments, they mentioned that, you know, Sulaiman, Solomon, he said that today I will go and be intimate with all my wives, all of them, in an hour. I will pass through them all and be intimate with them all and have a baby. You know, and they mentioned that because he did not say inshallah, you know, instead of having a baby, he had a very, like, you know, missed or disfigured baby. Is that a true story? How true that story is? Is this, you know, the whole story, is it true or what not? Is it sound? Is it authentic or not authentic? You know, how did he die, Sulaiman alayhi salam? How did he die? All this, inshallah, we'll talk about tomorrow, bi-idhnillah. Tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala, we'll resume our lesson, our story with Sulaiman alayhi salam. Today was just an intro to Sulaiman, introduction to Sulaiman. Tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala, we'll talk about the life of Sulaiman alayhi salam. And you want to learn about leadership? You know, you don't want to miss the session from tomorrow because you're really going to learn a lot of things, that how to deal with your co-workers, how to deal with your children, how to deal with your friends, how to deal with your loved ones. You know, we learn a lot of, you know, traits from Sulaiman alayhi salam and how he used to be a great leader. Jazakum Allah khair, sisters and brothers. You know, sister Shahnaz and Noor Al-Hantari and those of you on Facebook. Thank you so much for those, sir. And Noor Al-Hantari, who else again? Shahnaz, all of you guys. Khadija, Zakum Allah khair. Barakallahu feekum. Those of you here on Instagram, Ilyas and Yashmin and Mu'nisa. All the sisters here for brothers on Instagram, sisters and brothers on Facebook. We hope to see you tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala. Thank you, sister Fatima. Those of you who've come in late, I'm so sorry. I mean, I feel sad that you just, you know, we've been starting this series for the past, I don't know, several months now. 6 p.m. Eastern time, 11 p.m. UK time. Please do not miss it. Go back and watch this session. It will be saved on Instagram, on Facebook, on YouTube. It was about Sulaiman and the traits of leadership. Please, please, please go back and watch it again, inshallah ta'ala, especially for those of you who've come in late. Jazakum Allah khair again. Barakallahu feekum. Tomorrow, again, same time, same place, wherever you are, and wherever I am, I'll be here, inshallah ta'ala. Alrighty? Alright, Sister Tazberi, Sister Fatima, Sister Nawal, Jazakum Allah khair, Noor Al-Hantali, Khadija, and Shahnaz, those of you on Facebook, Instagram, have a great evening, great night, great day, whatever you are. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum.